You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Lots coming up on the show today, including your trusty mind bender on a 2-point Tuesday. We'll have boys against the girls. Another great battle this month with boys against the girls. It's tied one apiece. So we'll have all that coming up. What's going on in your house?
Christmas cards, man. We're it's already the 8th, so we're maybe a little late to the party with this, but we're wondering if we should be pumping out the photo Christmas cards this year. You know, most of the time those things are just to brag about what you did for the entire year, and we didn't do anything. Nothing's been going on this year. And we've noticed that the amount trickling into us, I mean, we usually have a pretty hearty stack of Christmas cards by this point. I think we've got 4 that have come in, so I think people are kind of on the same page as us. Like, is it worth the time and money to send these out this year? Why, you know?
Yeah, and you know, because I'm... Christmas cards are all about the reciprocation. So the Christmas cards you get generally are just from people that you send Christmas cards to.
Yes.
Like I used to send out Christmas cards and I stopped, I don't know, 12, 15 years ago. And I realized and I watched each year that the number that I received dwindled.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't received any this year. I'm going to guess that I'm not going to get any.
Mm-hmm.
Because after a while, if you don't send out Christmas cards, people do not reciprocate.
Correct.
And, yeah. I mean, that's cool. I'm saving, you know, some, you know, cardboard from going off into the landfill or whatever.
Yeah. So. My concern is that maybe we will get our influx here in the next week and a half. And we didn't send them out. So then it kind of makes us look bad. And then maybe we are then removed from lists.
No,
that we would like to stay on.
I found through experimentation, it takes more than 1 year.
Oh, okay.
So if you don't send one out this year, you're fine. You got to it takes about 3 years before people start doing this. Hey, we haven't got one of those cards from Jeremy and Nicole in like years.
They're off the list.
Yeah,
Knickknack keeps a spreadsheet on the laptop of people that we get them from, like who we generally send to and who we received them from the previous year. She'll go on there and check them off, and
that's how intense
it gets. That's why we're really struggling with this year.
I don't know why that's so funny.
Because there's a process to this.
That's funny.
Yeah, we keep a list.
So you keep a spreadsheet. So, and let me ask you, so you're weaning people just like I talked about.
Yes, absolutely. Because, yeah, she'll refer back to this previous year. Your spreadsheets, and we're like, oh, we didn't get any from this aunt for 2 years. I guess she's done.
Okay. Well, see, I didn't tell you anything you don't know.
You
guys are all aboard. So
we are all aboard. That's why it's very hard this year to say, you know what, we're not going to do it. It's just something about this year, you know, in general, that we're just not really excited about doing anything like that. Because we were going through our phones and looking for pictures of anything that went on this year that anyone would want to see. And we're like, we're really struggling. Then you start adding in the costs again. It's like $100 to send everything out. We're like,
You do realize, maybe, that the whole point of the Christmas card in general is to wish good tidings and peace on earth to people. It's not a
it's a total brag.
Can
Are
you still
me?
Just send a card to people that you care about?
We talked
to wish
about
them
that.
Well?
She's like, maybe we can go get like a handful of like 10 or 15 cards and just throw a picture of us in there to like
Why
immediate
do you need a
family.
Picture of you?
I don't know, because it's immediate, like family out of state and stuff might like a little picture, see how the kids have grown.
Well,
things
I
like
can
that.
Say this. I used to send out Christmas cards, but I've never once sent out a Christmas card with me on
you
it.
You don't want people to see how much you've grown.
No, but I mean, I've never done that. I've always just found the funniest ones that I could possibly find.
Mm-hmm.
Like the one where Santa's sitting on the chimney.
Yes.
Going
classic.
Number two or
classic.
Whatever.
Classic, yeah.
I mean, that was funny.
Guess what
to
you're
me.
Getting
just,
this year.
Just adding, you know, some laughs to people's lives.
Yeah.
So why don't you do that instead of here's our family.
We might.
And people know what you look like.
And that's the whole thing. I was telling Nicole, I was like, you know, all your family out of state has Facebook. I mean, they see the kids.
They know what you look like.
This whole thing is probably just, in general, dying. The Christmas card is probably just going to die eventually.
It shouldn't if people did it for the original reason behind them. Because then you'd still want to have a thing in your hands that's from someone saying, I care about you. I'm wishing you well. You're on my mind. Happiest holidays to you. But the Christmas card about 20 years ago shifted. And it went from that to being like, here's where we went on vacation this year.
Those people that write the braggy letter are probably losing their minds this year. If they followed the rules and stayed home and didn't do anything, what are we going to write about?
Jeremy, they will find something to brag about.
Right. You know, we didn't get the virus.
Ashley was number one in her homeschooling class.
Right. I learned to cook.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, you're right. The letters are still coming.
Yeah. But I think the cards with the pictures on the front are barely a step removed from that, because if it's a picture of your trip, let's say to, well, you guys went to San Diego, right?
Yeah, sure. But
so
that
if
was...
it's a picture of you guys in San Diego on the beach, but you live in Colorado and you send that card out,
people
that's
know.
The same thing as saying I'm bragging about my
trip
to San Diego.
100%. Yes, yes. Going back just a step, I wish you would send out Christmas cards this year with just a picture of you just standing. Just don't like think, stand against a wall and send a picture of you like that.
Don't think it hasn't crossed my mind in years past.
Please do it. Please.
Just
so
a picture
funny.
Of me asleep.